It was hard to even start the radio broadcast at 9 a.m., not completely knowing what to say after an unthinkable tragedy that took two lives yesterday in the Chiefs family. But for a three-hour period here on the hallowed ground of One Arrowhead Drive at the 39th parallel, the Kansas City Chiefs won a football game, beating the Carolina Panthers 27-21. What these players and coaches and personnel had to do in a basically 30-hour period is borderline remarkable and miraculous. Dealing with tragedy yesterday from two people that they knew well. And to play this game, some thought maybe they shouldn't play the game or could play the game, and to play their best game of the year. Kansas City in this game was only sacked once. Brady Quinn never turned the ball over. There was one penalty in the game. That was a delay of game penalty on the last drive. And Kansas City was 3 of 3 on fourth down conversions, including a gutsy fourth down and goal to go at the one at the end of the half where they hit Tony Moyaki, his first touchdown catch since 2010, and the Chiefs had a lead going into halftime, 17-14. They would open up to a two-possession lead at 24-14 on another fourth down conversion on a five-yard run by Peyton Hillis, and then another fourth and one at the 12 by Hillis. Brady Quinn in this game threw a touchdown pass in a victory. It's the first time that's happened in his career. He won a game for the first time since 2009. The defense had to finish the game without their two best stars, arguably, in Derek Johnson and Brandon Flowers. And yet players stepped up when they needed him the most. Two gigantic sacks in this game for Justin Houston as Cam Newton and his teammates lost 10 yards on two consecutive plays when Kansas City was holding on to a 24-21 lead. And Houston with his back-to-back plays. And then later, Dontari Poe taking on three Carolina blockers and shoving them back into the backfield, into Newton, to make a huge defensive play in the fourth quarter. All told, it ends up 27-21 with the Kansas City victory. Chiefs Chairman Clark Hunt reacted immediately after yesterday's events and was with the team for most of yesterday and has also promised to stay with the team because now a challenge comes about in the next several days and the days and months and years ahead, because these guys, after the adrenaline wears off, now has to deal with the tragedy of Saturday. Zoe, the little three-month-old left behind after this tragedy, will be helped. Clark Hunt has said that they will help this little girl, and also those players in the locker room and people around this team will do the same, and we all should figure out a way that we can help. But an unforgettable Sunday after a tragic Saturday, Kansas City gets a victory. And some guys in the Chiefs' kingdom, regardless of their record at this point, regardless of what happened at this point, showed some courage and determination and unspeakable fortitude on a day where it could have been much different. Reporting from Arrowhead Stadium for KCChiefs.com, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs.